We got involved with the BMX club about 4 years ago after our son had joined the club, and they were looking for new people to come on board to help out. And it kind of snowballed from there. We've gotten heavily involved ever since.
And your son Mason actually takes part there as well. He was at the British National Series, and that was pre-COVID as well. So he must be pretty good.
He's very good, and he's getting better as time goes on. He loves it. He races. He trains in Cortown and other tracks around the country. Races in Ireland and, as you said, the British Nationals in the UK. And he also had an opportunity a couple of years ago to take part in the Worlds.
Wow, and that must have been an incredible experience.
It was a very eye-opening experience. We didn't realise how big internationally the sport was. It's massive, and it's really enjoyable watching all the kids taking part.
Yeah, it is very major worldwide, but in Ireland here, I suppose nearly everybody has a bike, but BMX is still quite a minority sport, really. I think the track out there in River Chapel, I think that's only one of five in Ireland, so it is the place to be if you're interested in biking around Wexford.
It is. It's a brilliant sport. It's still in its baby steps. We're still trying to educate people about it and try and get more people involved. As you said, yeah, there's five tracks in Ireland: Cork, Wexford, Dublin, and up the north, up in Lisburn. So it's a good sport to be involved in.
And if you were to explain it to us in a couple of words there, how would you explain BMX?
BMX racing is a high-intensity sport. A race literally lasts for 45 seconds. They get on the gate drops, and eight riders go, and within 45 seconds, you have your winner.
So very exciting anyway.
Very exciting, gripping.
You know, it might be a sport that we would associate with boys a little more than girls, but you guys are part of the Bike Like Me campaign with Cycling Ireland this year. So just tell us a little bit more about that. What's that about?
Yeah, the Bike Like Me campaign that Cycling Ireland are rolling out is to try and get more women and girls involved in cycling in all disciplines. It is predominantly seen as a male sport, both the BMX, the road racing, and we're just trying to get more girls involved. Like, it is a sport that they can do. It's not just for boys. Our club members, we only have 3% that are girls. So our campaign for us, ourselves this year, is to try and get more women and girls on the track. And that's why I got involved, like the Bike Like Me campaign, because when boys have men to look up to, that's why they get involved in the sport. But if girls don't see women doing it, how do they know it's for them? So that's why I decided to cross over from the sidelines onto the track to show girls and other women that they can do it as well.
And you guys also took part in the 20 by 20 campaign last year. That was to increase awareness about women in sport as well. So a similar kind of campaign. And I suppose with that campaign, there was a lot of focus on women playing more of the mainstream sports, really. So camogie and Gaelic football and soccer and that kind of stuff. And do you think that the minority sports were a little forgotten about?
Yeah, I think like that, because you have like the IRFU and the FAI, they're very dominant governing bodies. And I suppose with cycling, it's not like the way you have cyclists and that in Europe. They would be far more, their infrastructure would be so much better than what we have in Ireland. So I think Cycling Ireland have done this to show that, yes, like, we are and can be as big as the IRFU and the FAI and that, and just, you know, get everybody involved. Let it be seen that it is for men, women, boys and girls.
Do you think that the emergence of Eve McChrystal and the likes of those kind of girls coming out and, you know, showing that girls can do cycling not only well but at a high level as well, that has helped to increase participation?
Oh, massively, that's helping to increase participation. Like the online Zoom classes and that are taking part, you know, showing young girls and women, like, this is where you can go. This is what you can be if you want to go down that road, or just have your cycling as a hobby, as a leisure activity.
How has 2020 and going into 2021, how has that been for the club with the various lockdowns?
Oh, the first last year, 2020, was we didn't know if the club was going to survive because of what happened. But then when we got back to school in September and we started getting back to doing things, we found that we actually didn't lose out. We actually increased our numbers at the club because more people were out within their 5 kilometres walking and staying local. A lot of people discovered the track down in the complex that never knew it was there beforehand. So in some ways, last year COVID was good to us, but then now going into 2021 and this, like, it's all stopped again. It hasn't been great for the kids, but we're looking forward to hopefully in the summertime getting out and back to a bit of normality, and hopefully a bit of racing can start up again for them.
Yeah, hopefully now. And because it is such a minority sport, has it been hard to get funding for a club like Cortown?
We're very lucky with Cycling Ireland, Cycling Leinster, and we also with Wexford County Council have been very good to us. We've got a lot of help across the three bodies with help with funding towards upgrading the track this year. Or last year, sorry, we got to upgrade the track thanks to Wexford County Council. And we've been able to hold training days and training camp weekends and that for the kids over the last year.
And the track was closed for a good while there. It's still closed at the minute, is it?
We're still closed at the minute, yes. They haven't lifted that we can go back to training yet.
And that must be very frustrating, because we were speaking to a cyclist, Neil Berry, there recently, and he was telling us that he had frustrations with the 5 kilometre rule, and, you know, you couldn't really go too far on a bike. You'd be up and down in 2 minutes, like, you know, and you just get sick of looking at the same spots. Do you have the same kind of frustrations?
We do. Our biggest frustration would be the fact that because of our sport, anybody that uses the track, they're fully kitted out. So, like, they've full-faced helmets, long sleeves, long trousers, gloves, and a bike, and they're not in close contact with one another. They can't social distance on the track. So that has been frustrating, that in theory we should be able to use the track, but because of what's happening in the world at the minute, we can't. So that's very frustrating.
Hopefully the track will be allowed to open up soon enough, but a lot of people might forget that BMX is actually an Olympic sport and, you know, should have been going on in Tokyo last year. I'm sure you'll be glued to the games if they do actually go ahead in 2021.
Oh, we will. Fingers crossed they get to go ahead, because that's the type of racing that the kids love to watch, because you have those kids that are aspiring to get to that level when they're older. So fingers crossed we get to have the Olympics this year and we get to watch some great racing.
Here's hoping anyway. And listen, Emma, you've been brilliant with your time there, but just tell us, how can people get involved? And you'd really love to see some more girls involved in the club there in Cortown.
We'd love to have more girls. As I said, we only have 3% out of all our members that are girls. So, like, they can follow us on Facebook and we put up all the information that's going to go on there. And fingers crossed, as soon as we get to open, we're going to be holding taster days for girls to come and try out the track. So hopefully we'll build from there.